Welcome to AM Best Audio.
We're here in Monte Carlo for the Rendezvous de Septembre. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks. And I'm joined now by Duncan Dale, CEO of Dale Underwriting Partners. Duncan, great to see you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Morning.
So you've witnessed several cycle turns in your career. What does your experience tell us about where we are in the current cycle? And I guess more importantly, what's next?
Certainly seen a few cycles and probably all of them have their own traits to them. Part of our job is to learn from each of those and understand clearly where you are in the cycle. I think it runs differently by class of business. Certain classes go up more steeply, down more steeply. I think we've got that scenario at the moment, where you've had a couple of good years, results have been generally good for a couple of years. But you see, some of the issues that arose in the past around creating poor results being repeated, sadly. And so, I think we're not in a difficult state across all classes of business, but some certainly have taken a dramatic, negative correction, if you like, through this year, which is disappointing.
Disappointing. I guess US casualty has rarely been out of the spotlight. I guess this time that spotlight seems to be even more intense than normal. You've got vast experience in that arena. Tell us a little bit about your insights on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the US is obviously an incredibly mature market from a litigation environment. And so it's been something that, is not a new phenomenon to think about, what are the loss trends, how do values inflate over the years, how do you get to price something, for the ultimate cost of the claims. And has that become more unpredictable? Yes. And therefore, from a risk carrier standpoint, we should have a higher margin for that unpredictability. And so if you look at the US casualty reinsurance market, where we're classically an excess of loss writer, the margin needed at an excess of loss risk transfer should be generally higher than it is at the moment. And when we look at the underlying data that we see in the original submissions that come to us, usually there's a lot of credible data there to work with, and you can see what's happening with those trends as the years go by. What's interesting, I think, in the current market is that when we look at deals that we have said no to in a year ago and 2 years ago, and we see the updated information, quite often that information's even worse than we thought it was going to be. And so, we were declining it at the margin that we felt was on offer, and yet that we think that picture's looking a little worse than it is. And that should create, all of that business is on someone's books. And so, that should create an improved discipline around the US casualty space. Yeah.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
We're here in Monte Carlo, and there are inevitably themes that develop, and distribution is always on that agenda. MGAs, MGUs seem to be a popular topic in particular this year. Your Dale Dual MGU operation has been going for nearly 5 years. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how that came to be and why it worked. And I guess more importantly, what we can expect to see in the future.
Yeah, great. It was a interesting innovation. Dual came to us with an idea of bringing capacity either within Lloyd's or outside of Lloyd's behind our own underwriting. And so, we have underwriters that are at the box underwriting on behalf of Syndicate 1729, but they're also putting lines down on behalf of other carriers. I've got a fly on my head. Yeah. That has been very successful. Yeah, we write about $200 million of premium on behalf of other carriers, but on all of that business, we're participating ourselves. We feel like alignment of interest is super important, and so we established that as a joint venture with Jewel, and been very pleased with the developments on that to date. And I think, you know, there a lot of that is dominated by property insurance, actually, that goes through that vehicle. I think there's opportunities in other lines to expand what we do there. I think we're constantly seeing appetite from others to back what we're doing. It's sort of opportunity, if you like, for other carriers that might have historically come from being a quota share reinsurer of our business, but in this environment they're sitting alongside us, and that's more capital efficient for their match and for us, actually, to do it that way.
So the other topic, I guess, that difficult to ignore when we're here in Monte Carlo is AI. You've talked about the importance of information to the and data to the mm-hmm. to the work that you do. Tell us about the opportunities and the threats or the challenges, perhaps, that AI might present.
Yeah, I think it's going to change things for sure. I think our stance on it is not to be at the bleeding edge, if you like, and we're certainly not going to delegate authority to a model. We use models to help us, and I think if you develop that theme, you can see AI being more helpful in creating some efficiencies, some additional information or insights into risks that we're seeing. And but we're an underwriting business. We want underwriters to be meeting clients, useful to clients, thoughtful around their risk, not just sat back saying yes or no to what's being presented to them. And so, I think for us, we will see some benefits from utilizing those technologies around how do we get information that is buried in files or, not coming through the usual feed of data that give us useful insights into the business, and then just taking whatever efficiencies you can get out of just ingesting data more efficiently than historically, I'd say.
Duncan, thank you very much indeed for joining us. For AM Best TV, I'm Richard Banks.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.